parade. As you're walking off, they get a new scarecrow, set it there. Little ladder for him to get up into it.
So, perhaps look to guilds and find scarecrows?
I guess that you detecting anything? You're the... Yeah.
It's not like we know it turns off.
I activate it.
Alright, you activate it and you're kind of looking around it. Honestly, there's too many people right now to get any sort of clear reading, so to speak, and there's definitely nothing in this field.
Oh, this field's clear.
Alright.
Is this the actual field where it happened, or is it still just not?
We're not sure. No one seems to know where he was burned.
No, I think everyone knows where he was burned.
Well, I would assume it's somewhere within a nice running. I doubt they chased him for 2 days. They burned him in the field.
Well, maybe the inn, while you're staying, I'll have a map of town.
I think we should go talk to a mayor or see if there's someone just running like the reenactment people.
I don't know how seriously we'll take any of our questions, just because...
Boy, this place sure is exciting.
Yep.
All in the mouth. I got a pitchfork.
You got a pitchfork.
Yes. Where's this possessed person that I need to take a look at?
We're trying to find him. He seems to have gone into hiding.
He was in one of these fields, as I heard.
Oh, do we need to spread out and look for him?
No. Spreading out would not be recommended.
He's rather dangerous, we hear.
Is he some sort of armed convict?
He's a warlock.
Powers of the devil do not scare a man of God.
Yes, well, all the same, you may be able to take him on your own, but the rest of us may not.
Well, then why don't we split up into pairs?
I'm sorry, I don't think...
It's a odd number.
I don't think we should scoop
all right,
you.
All right, Daphne, Velma...
Daphne, or... Fred, Velma... Fred,
no,
Velma...
You'd have to be Daphne, you'd have to be Velma.
All right, Fred, Daphne, Velma, we're going this way. Shaggy, Scooby, we're going that... You're going to go that way.
All right, man, let's go find some food.
Just remember, Fred gets all the ladies.
Do you have a Scooby stack?
So you guys are walking back with the rest of the mob.
Well, if we spread out, we need to make some sort of signal so we can yell at each other. Besides yelling.
Shoot a gun in there.
Well, why don't we take a look at some of the other fields?
I guess. How many gunshots are going off right now?
None.
1 million. It's America.
Well, it's nighttime. I'd say night seems to be when this guy's most active. Why don't we take a look around for now? Stick together, take a look at some of the other fields, maybe.
Very well.
All right. I guess we check out some of the other fields.
Both of the...
All right. That's...
I'll have to have my costume underneath my clothing.
Both of these hubboard things were a big, giant pillar.
Uh-huh.
Stone is that any of that in town?
I'm a costume.
Go ahead and give me a
because
perception.
Because of nobility, I can't be seen doing all this.
Perception.
Stuff.
Notice. Whatever the hell the skill is in this game.
Otherwise, my status goes down. And now that we have this dude, and he's right next to us.
Got nine.
Nine? Yes, there is one. And it does indeed detect arcane, much the same. Well, his power seems to have diminished a little.
Because we destroyed a few of the other ones.
What's close by there?
It's right in the smack dab center of town.
Well, the witches were burned. So do you think going through here would get us to it?
Well, the pillars activated basically every night, didn't they?
Every night at midnight.
What time is it now?
It's probably about 9 or 10. Now at this point, it's actually probably close to 11, maybe 11:30.
Alright, well...
After you guys went and, you know, torched the actor.
Why don't we wait near the pillar, see if anything happens?
Alright, so you guys are kind of waiting outside. At this point, you'll notice that basically everyone's gone to bed, even the actors at this point. You see the pumpkin jack kind of going, walking into town, kind of waves at you guys, keeps walking.
It's him!
Get up! kind of walks off towards one of his house. Walks off towards his house.
I would laugh if he really was a real fucking Jack.
No one would guess it.
At this point, you know, you guys wait until about midnight, and I need a notice check. Ivan, go ahead and give yourself a plus two, and you're going to be noticing something different than that.
Of course.
5.
13.
10.
3. Man, you feel sorry for that guy, you know. Looks like he, you know, ran too hard. You're noticing something. There's a lot of crows out tonight. Usually they're not up this late. They're day birds, not night birds.
Oh god, Fiddlesticks is hiding in the bush. Everyone run!
Demacia! Fear, dank!
It's okay, Annie's coming rope behind the house, so we're screwed in.
Timber's death!
Great.
Ryan, those birds... You notice the birds, too. In fact, but the thing is they're not calling. They're watching. Specifically looks like you guys. A bunch of silent, staring, raven black, or crow black.
It's raven. There.
Normally loud, obnoxious birds staring at you guys.
By the way, does the Reverend notice any of this?
This is Murica. They're not nearly as annoying as the rest of the band.
No.
Do they look like the birds we have in a cage?
Yeah, well, they just look like crows.
I knew it!
I don't want to keep the damn bird in the damn meeting hall or having important dogs.
Ivan, the pillar activated. At this point, you're getting the feeling that it's, at this point, opening a one-way port for you.
Like him in particular, or...
For you guys. Something's not coming here. Something wants you to go there.
Well...
Guys, we have an invitation.
I don't...
You guys want to go through a magical portal and see...
Magical portal? What are you talking... It's late! he's giving us a little nightcap on.
We're here to do a job. This seems to be the only way.
We can just teleport back out. No problem.
It's one way.
There's more than one exit. We found two.
It's...
And
it,
probably two of them.
Well,
I'm sure there's others.
All we gotta do is touch the power portal. Or just kill it.
I'm gonna go get my Bible. Comes back out, he's still in his nightgown with the little flip-flops and whatnot. He's got the Bible, he's got some holy water, he's got a cross.
Let's touch it.
Alright, let me pause the recording really fast.
As I said, I'm getting an iPhone, so I can leave Yahoo on, and you can contact me pretty much any time.
Alright, now I'm going to ask for something slightly strange. I'm going to go around the table, and I want you to roll 2d20s, one at a time, though. We'll start with Jessica. Basically, you're teleporting into a giant cornfield on a moonlit night. This is determining basically where you wind up. You might wind up near someone else, or you might wind up somewhere completely different. Now, on the map...
D20.
Jessica, this could be bad.
All right, so 8 over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 16. And this is where Jessica winds up.
That's cute.
This could be bad.
Now just under, the way this is going to work is while you see here on the battle map, it's all just straight lines and whatnot, but in actuality, this is far more confusing. In order to actually effectively know where you're going, you either need to get a bird's eye view, so to speak, or you need to basically make a smarts check. If you fail the smarts check, you instead go in a random direction. You roll a, basically roll a d8 and you wander in that direction instead.
Okay.
All right, so that's where Jessica wound up. 1d20 at a time, please.
By the way, in response to your early comment about asking us to do something strange, no, I won't give you my firstborn. This isn't not strange at all. All
right, fine.
One at a time.
One at a time. All right, 12 over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 12. You do not count any space that one of these guys is in.
Because he doesn't want us accidentally ending up on top of one of them.
Yes, that would be inconvenient. All right, so that's where you wind up. Ivan?
Six.
I have his, I have a crossbow and rifle. Neither of which are particularly useful
roll
in this situation.
D20?
Because a rifle is a ranged weapon. Very ranged.
Short range 24. We're almost right next to each other.
But do we know that we're next to each other?
That's
you
the
don't.
Next question. Three months are like, guys!
7, 8, 9.
Where are you? I'm in a cornfield.
So am I.
I'm not.
Oh, hi, you.
1, 2, 3.
Where are you?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
That's what she said.
All right, and I'm not going to place the Reverend, but I'm going to write. I'm going to make a note of where he is.
Unless he's right next to someone, right?
Is that thunder?
No. No, it's the door upstairs.
Okay. All right. Crows are flying through the night sky.
Oh, God.
Cawing, glaring, swooping, and generally making themselves at home. But you guys find yourself in a dimly lit cornfield. You don't know where anyone is, but when you look at the stars, instead of burning with their normal, you would say almost white light, they seem to burn with almost a reddish hue, casting the sky in this almost dark red, almost purple sky.
So it looks, the stars look a lot like a harvest moon, basically?
Yes, it looks exactly like a harvest moon. In fact, you'll notice the nice red moon right there.
I'm going to go romance someone who's a furry.
Okay. Well, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and deal out cards. Just in order to kind of, you know, make sense of where you guys are going. You can take a jack. You can take a nine. You can take a king.
He's level-headed.
You can take a joker.
Yes, I can.
And you got reached the deck.
And that was that deck.
All right. He kept Pumpkin Jack from getting the joker, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. I'm glad I took that feat.
Edge. All right, Ryan.
All right. So what am I doing? How do I figure out where I am?
How can you guys how I
basically, you can say I want to head in, like, Jessica's direction.
Uh-huh.
But effectively, since your character doesn't really know that, it's a smarts check.
Okay.
Otherwise you get lost, so to speak, in the woods.
Smarts or what was the other one?
Smart.
You said there were two ways.
Bird's eye view.
Right. Bird's eye view.
Okay.
Does anything seem like it's hostile to me in this?
The birds seem almost hostile.
Don't let them hit you. They sound at you for half a second.
No, it's a second and 0.2.
Well, can I sense this person thing?
No. Sure, go ahead and give me a notice check at -2. +2. So, you're even.
4.
Yeah, you can see a scarecrow kind of poking up.
Oh.
It's a scarecrow.
Just a scarecrow? It's not moving?
No, it's not moving.
It's up on a post?
It's up on a post.
Right.
Scarecrows are, or crows are kind of picking at it.
Okay. Oh, picking at it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's what it has now.
It's not bloody or anything like that. It's just picking at it. Okay. And once again, it's a bag hit.
Yeah. Hello?
Alright. Let's see. If I Your shot effectively has a range of 6 squares in this area. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anyone outside of that... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You guys can give me notice checks at minus 2. You can give me a notice check at minus 4. 0. You don't hear. Birds! It had to be birds everywhere! Got an 8? Birds. You hear kind of off in that direction. Hello?
Is anyone there?
You sound like a peasant.
Peasant money.
I will move 8 in. Or sorry. I will move 6 in the 8th direction.
So that way. 1.
Oh! Reverend.
Did he hear you? It was funny if he didn't.
he rolled a 1.
Praise the Lord! I had thought I had gotten Reverend. Sucked into the devil's garden itself.
I think we may still be there.
Well, at least I have good company then.
I'm honored that you think of me that way. I think we should probably try and find the ladies.
Oh, yes.
I was heading in this direction. Do you have any other suggestions?
Nope. I think we should stick together, though. You see, he actually reaches inside his bag at this point. I'll just go ahead and have him go on 8. He pulls out a pistol.
Ah.
Bible and a pistol.
Okay.
God, travel. No, even better. He opens up his Bible, pulls out the Bible. The Lord protects! But the Lord protects those who protect themselves.
I can get on board with that.
All right. So basically you stop there because you were kind of interrupted.
Yes.
Do I see anything along these rows?
No. 1, 2.
Yeah. I go right into the Hello?
Don't scare me like that, you're...
Yes.
Going back to this?
Yes.
I'm all alone.
It's okay, you're the tank.
It's okay, it's not like you...
Dude, where's the tank? I'm over here, you know, tanking.
It's not
where's
like
the DPS? Where's the healer?
Alright, so you two find each other. Now, you basically took your action, interrupted, you found something.
Oh, what? Draw a knife. Throw a knife.
Oh, yeah.
You want to draw both?
It's a free action to pull one out, so...
I guess I would have pulled mine too. The sure shot, that is.
Alright,
this way I can say, oh, I put a stabbing knife instead of throwing it.
Alright. Jessica, you're up next.
I'll draw my pistol, and I guess I'll take a minus 2 to draw my compass. I'm just gonna see if it works.
Crap, we're gonna
make my check to see if I even draw it.
Yeah, sure.
Or you're just gonna give it to me.
Shoot fireballs. Right, roll.
What?
So I'm pretty sure you're gonna make the DC.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a 5.
By the way. Take a compass, combine it with 4 pieces of paper, be good map. Actually,
I heard the peasants over in that direction.
You have to surround it.
Okay, you surround it with paper.
Sound like a peasant, it's kind of distant. You go try and find them?
It's pretty awesome, actually.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, are you going to head off into the wood alone, or are you going to wait till you go?
I'll wait for you.
Alright.
Because I took my 2 actions.
You're alone. You haven't heard anyone.
First action. Remove my ripper claw from my backpack. Second action. Strap my ripper claw on my arm.
Go ahead and give me your agility just to make sure you can do it.
This is my stool.
No, it's just an agility check because he's taking 2 actions.
You failed to strap it to your arm?
I'm hurrying. It basically means I can't get the strap.
You can't get the buckles buckled.
Yeah. I'm trying to buckle with one hand.
Hello?
guys.
Minus four.
You know what's bad?
Yeah, zero. Nice.
You got a negative two.
Seven.
Three. How many of them noticed me?
Pumpkin Jack noticed.
Ryan,
you could swear you hear the rustling of corn.
Imagine well, that.
The breeze.
I don't think there is a breeze here.
Yeah, there's a gentle breeze.
That's
one of those
eerie.
Do you hear something?
Breeze.
Nope. You quick?
Nope. But I am level-headed. I think I will take the queen.
Alright, high card goes to queen.
Are you certain you don't hear anything? I will try and hear it again.
Alright. This is closed by itself.
Yeah, tell the exact direction. That's a door.
Billy D. Williams.
No, maybe it just was a brief rustle of wind.
Hmm. Oh, well, I suppose we should head along this way now.
By the way, at the start of the round, you guys just hear, All right.
Father, what are you doing here?
You'll have to come along.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
He'll have to make a smarts check to
yes.
Follow you.
You go. All right. I'm. He's like, I'm right behind you.
He may or may not actually be right behind you.
Yay. Because you know you walk through, and because it's because of the mystical nature of this place as well.
If you're asked, then you still have to get the $50 donation.
You haven't paid the man yet. Other than his ticket here.
It is part of the $50 donation.
Alright, non-minus two. Click, click. I suppose slide, pull, and all that.
Oh, hey. Ah! Mr. McDonald.
Hold on.
5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But make your nose check at minus four. No, at minus two. He's just in the minus two range. Nope.
Okay.
Basically, it's because the stalks are kind of hanging over and whatnot.
I have more darkness.
Yeah.
This isn't darkness, though.
This is actual obscurement of the corn, as the children of the corn live here.
I suppose I'll make my smart check.
You can make a notice check as well, since he's now popped into your lane.
Yeah, it's just the 14 as
we travel. I was thinking about that. Do you think we should try and stealth? Is there a point?
I was more concerned with getting my weapon ready.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. You have 6 squares you can move.
Hopefully I'll find something else.
I want to head towards the scarecrow.
Alright, so make your smarts check.
Nope,
you walk in a random direction.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You got so turned around.
Yeah,
you found one.
Basically, as you're coming out, you see a scarecrow bag head with the, you know, giant side. I think it goes.
Oh, it's one of you guys again?
You're disappointed.
Akia Star!
Alright.
Like you. Oh, man.
Knife the shins, back up, aim, fire one bullet.
No, but you've just been a longer time aiming.
Alright. No, actually, near the end, when I was actually playing Resident Evil 4 a lot, it literally got to the point where I was just like, bang! I had actually learned to compensate for Leon's
movement.
Alright, he's gonna take a swing at you.
Okay.
But first, a crow kind of from behind goes, ah! It takes its pot shot at you.
You just got a bird.
Bird, 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 bird. Is the word.
No, if only these
three.
Were ducks.
Three.
No.
And then there'd be a dog laughing at us.
Six.
My parry's an eight.
Okay.
You're masochistic.
It swings
at
you.
I love that game.
And then dashes back off into the court. You get a free swing.
Okay, fighting of a d8. Eleven.
You hit with the raise.
Okay, ripper claws are a d8 plus a d3, which is...
A d8.
Okay. And my strength, plus a d8, plus a d6. I'm beginning to remember why I wanted these so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I forgot to get another d8 out.
You guys are at the final conclusion with Pumpkin Jack.
Hey, it makes you feel better, you have a rifle and a crossbow.
11.
And I did buy
11.
Ammo for them.
Mm-hmm. You shake him. Okay, so. Shake, which means he can...
He staggers off into the corn still.
Yes. He does not seem impeded by the corn at all.
Almost like he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You see a crow kind of fly over from this direction.
Me or Ryan?
Me. Mm-hmm. Where did my D8 go? Oh, it's right there.
Whoosh! It bells.
All you hear is a shh noise from somewhere else off in the field.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard for the Reverend to navigate this, isn't it?
I said, if he dies, we just have to pay.
Reverend. Holy crap!
Yes.
Ah! You made it.
Okay, he doesn't shoot you. Okay. The hell is this devilry?
Careful there. I thought you said you were experienced at this.
Not being teleported to evil, demonic cornfields!
I hear.
I thought he said this is a normal exorcism.
We never said normal.
It's true, we never did.
We said we were fighting a warlock.
Justin.
I am waiting for you.
Okay, so you're on hold.
Yeah, we're holding hands.
Okay.
And we're skipping off into the sunset.
Alright.
We did tell you it was the devil.
Alright. You guys need to give me a smarts check. Who is assisting who?
I have D6.
Because basically this is showing that if, for example, your primary gets lost, then at least you're lost with them.
It makes sense for me because I heard the voice. So we'll just go on that notion.
Alright.
Like, I think it was over there.
I'm assisting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Four.
At three.
Alright.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Not quite.
Hey, is anyone out there? Hello?
You're even further away.
You know, I feel like we're missing something.
Six of hearts that you can take back.
Aww. What'd you get?
Four.
No,
just
six.
Oh, okay, so he got a joker. Six. He got a joker! I didn't know which one got a joker. So
that
like
would be guess. Pumpkin Jack.
Awesome!
You guys, here
I will!
Harvest time. As you guys see, kind of like this flaming pumpkin head land right there.
Fireball!
Now let's see, he has to successfully activate his arcane skills of D10 plus 2.
That's the second time.
So he needs anything but a 1?
Yep, and he cannot get a raise on this. He succeeds. Causing, I believe, it's 3d6. Could you hand me the Explorer's Guide?
How can you not fail?
He's got a plus 2.
Why?
The Joker.
Oh.
Actually, it's plus 4. He needs a 4.